This is VOA News. Via remote,
I'm Jeff Custer.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday the United States is on pace to complete evacuation operations from Afghanistan by the August 31st deadline. In televised comments from the White House, Biden said the U.S. has now evacuated more than 70,000 U.S. citizens and Afghans from Afghanistan since August 14th. He said 12,000 of those were moved out Tuesday alone. Biden said he discussed the evacuation efforts earlier Tuesday with leaders from the G7 allies, a group of the world's seven largest economies. He said so far the Taliban has cooperated with the evacuation efforts. But he said that cooperation is tenuous, and each day of operations on the ground, there is added risk to U.S. troops, with increasing threats from ISIS-K, an affiliate of the terror group ISIS. The president said completion of the mission by August 31st depends on continued coordination with the Taliban, including continued access for evacuees to the airport. Biden said he's asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timeline should that become necessary. At Tuesday's daily White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said evacuations of Americans and others who aided the U.S. effort in Afghanistan will actually likely end before August 31st to give the military time to draw down U.S. forces. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday that Russia would not deploy its armed forces to Afghanistan to, in his words, interfere in Afghanistan's domestic affairs. He said Moscow had learned the lessons of the Soviet Union's failed intervention there. Soviet forces invaded Afghanistan in 1979 under the pretext of upholding a so-called friendship treaty with the Afghan government. Unable to defeat Islamic resistance fighters, the Soviet government withdrew its troops 10 years later. This is VOA News. Poland's prime minister said Tuesday that Belarus is purposely encouraging migrants from the Middle East to enter Poland to destabilize the European Union. Mateusz Morawiecki said during a visit to the eastern town of Kuzhenica that Poland's eastern neighbor is trying systematically and in an organized way to destabilize the political situation. The Associated Press reports about 3,000 migrants, some of them from Iraq and Afghanistan, have attempted to enter Poland from Belarus this month. Poland is denying them entry. On Monday, Poland said it would build a fence to keep them out. The Polish government said Tuesday it has provided tents, blankets, and power generators to the migrants who remain on Belarusian territory. Nigeria's government says it no longer has any doubts that Abubakar Shekau, the notorious leader of the Boko Haram terror group, is dead. Nigeria's information minister told VOA's Hausa service Monday, "Our position is that he has been reported dead, and he is dead." Reports of Shekau's death first emerged 3 months ago, with word that he'd been killed during a confrontation with a rival terrorist group. Despite some initial skepticism, Nigerian officials now say those reports appear to be accurate. A U.S. military official told VOA, on the condition of anonymity, that the U.S. military also thinks Shekau is probably dead. U.S. officials have been wary of making definitive statements because Shekau has faked his death several times, only to return months later. The U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in Syria say they are increasingly concerned about a wave of Turkish drone attacks against their commanders in northeast Syria. Turkey reportedly carried out dozens of airstrikes last week, including several with unmanned aerial vehicles against positions belonging to the Syrian Democratic Forces. The SDF is a Kurdish-led military alliance that has been a major U.S. partner in the fight against the Islamic State group, also known as IS or ISIS. The SDF said a Turkish drone strike killed one of its high-ranking commanders near the city of Kamishli on Sunday. Turkey's foreign ministry did not respond to VOA's request for a comment. The U.S. White House COVID-19 response team reported Tuesday there has been considerable progress in the last month in getting vaccinations into the nation's least vaccinated populations. During a briefing, White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients told reporters more than 6 million vaccinations were delivered in the last week, the highest total vaccination since the beginning of July. He said 3 of the last 7 days had rates of more than 1 million vaccinations per day, the first time that has happened since June. And Zients said the greatest increases in vaccinations have come in states where they've been lagging. Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi administered more initial vaccinations in July than in the previous 2 months.